To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the last light of sunset over the Oswego River in downtown Oswego, New York, comes to us from Celestial Blue Photography, who captured this shot on Friday night before we were given back the hour that we had lost when we sprung forward into daylight savings time way back on March 14th. My question is, can't we just leave well enough alone? I don't particularly care for bright mornings and was doing just fine with the sun at the latter half of our days. Now, when we get out of work this evening, the daylight will be dwindling, if not completely gone. This transition of daylight saving times could cause us to think that there is less light, and the idea of things getting darker could cause us to be drawn into despair. Also, seasonal affective disorder is a thing. So take lots of vitamin D and invest in a sun lamp if you know you struggle with depressive tendencies that come with the darkening days. But I would also suggest that you do two things that will give you a foundation upon which you can stand every day to have peace and joy, even if the sun sets at 4:41 p.m., as it is scheduled to do so today. Number one, put your faith in Christ and recommit yourself to following Him every day. A relationship and peace with God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. If we have put our faith in Christ and remind ourselves to follow His lead and example for our life, we can not only be assured of our eternal security beyond this life or when He returns to establish a new heaven and new earth, but we can be assured that our conduct and direction for life is what it should be. When we consider the big picture, the little things don't bother us so much. When we consider the things of God, the things of man are put in their proper perspective. Jesus has given us eternal life, and His ways are righteous and good. So rest in that truth and walk in His ways. Number two, thank the Lord for all the blessings of your life every day. Make gratitude a daily and continual practice. It's November, so the focus in a couple of weeks will be on the American holiday of Thanksgiving. But we should not only be thankful on a single feast day each year. God has not only provided us with everything we have, which includes our minds with its intellect, creativity, insights, perspective, and sense of humor, our bodies with its health and its ability to move, perform, work, exercise, sense pleasure, and feel pain, our relationships, the love of family, friends, and pets, those who help, teach, inspire, or challenge us, and our environments, our nation, our weather, natural beauty, and resources to live. Not only has He given us all that, but He has given us the ability to think about and meditate about them to give us peace. So if we think about all the different facets of our lives and about all the things we have rather than the things we may not have, we can be anchored in contentment and have joy over the abundant lives we are already living. So even though it may seem like there is less light in the world because of this transition with the clocks, let me assure you that there is a light that shines in the darkness that can never be extinguished. The light of the hope we have in Christ shines 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. Jesus gives us peace with God and victory over sin and death. We need not fear where all this is going, for we are assured that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called for His purposes. So remind yourself of the love God has for you and the love you have for Him, and that your life is in the palm of His hand, and that He has a purpose for you, even in what you may consider to be a simple life. So rejoice in the hope you have in Christ that is available to stand in every day, knowing that you are secure because of your faith in Christ, and realizing all the blessings you have each day can fill you with joy even in the worst circumstances and cause you to dance even in the dark. Today's Bible verses are drawn from the New Living Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verses are Deuteronomy 11:16 and 17, And they say, but be careful. Don't let your heart be deceived so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut up the sky and hold back the rain. The ground will fail to produce its harvest. Then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord is giving you. Today's verses encourages God's people not to turn away from the Lord and promises dire consequences for those who do. We have to be careful when we go to the Old Testament for inspiring verses, because verses like today's verses in Deuteronomy were spoken to a certain people at a certain time. And while we can draw general principles of faith from all of Scripture, we have to realize when some of it doesn't necessarily apply directly to our situation. So if you don't pray today, it might not necessarily mean that he's going to hold back the rain and the ground will fail to produce harvests. It might not be that immediate, but there could be dryness in your life. And you could quickly die in the good land that the Lord is giving you. It might apply, you may die today, but it's not necessarily guaranteed if you just forget to pray. So don't turn to other gods and be sure to worship the one true God and him only. The history of God's chosen people in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel, details God's interactions with them, in which he selects them, blesses them, and seeks to instruct them in how they should live through his revelations to the prophets who were used to compose the Word of God. God warns his people more than once to obey his commands and to not go to worship other gods. But unfortunately, the nation of Israel would forget how the Lord blessed them and would go astray. And even though there were always some that remained faithful to the Lord at all times, the nation as a whole was judged and afflicted with negative circumstances time and time again. And that eventually led to the destruction of their country and their exile to the Babylonian kingdom. So the negative consequences in today's verse were very real promises that were fulfilled a few times in the history of Israel. But because God is faithful, he restored the nation of Israel and used their people to bring forth the Messiah, Jesus Christ, through whom all people can be saved and made righteous. So while Christians may not think that today's verses don't apply to them because of the context, refers to the nation of Israel, the general principle of following the Lord's instructions of not turning to other gods and suffering negative effects for doing so should still be heeded. The Bible teaches us that God is sovereign, that we are to worship no one and nothing else. It also documents how people who would turn from worshiping the one true God would suffer in all kinds of ways. So we too, as Christians, should be true to the Lord and worship and follow him only. Our lives before Christ were hopeless and full of the futility of trying to find meaning and lasting peace and happiness without God. The Word of God and our own experience before Christ should teach us that it is not wise to worship other gods or to decide not to follow the way, the truth, and the life that we found in Christ. So heed the warning. Thank God that he was gracious to show you the truth and make you a part of his royal family. Live a life of faith in Jesus Christ and be like an Old Testament prophet by warning those you encounter in the world with love and concern that there are very real and dire consequences for those who disparage God's offer of grace and mercy that he makes available in Jesus Christ. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we begin to share from a new resource as we finished the dating resource yesterday. And we're sharing today's June Hunt's Evil and Suffering, Why is God Fair? So if you want to know about the big questions of evil and suffering and why that happens, go to the mtforchrist.org to read the beginning of that resource. Today I'm presenting the introduction to that work and some basic definitions, the definition of what is evil. So if you wanted to study evil and suffering and what it means in the big picture of faith, go to mtforchrist.org. starting today, and you can follow that study. As always, we provide those for educational purposes. That particular study might be difficult to find, so it's sort of a rarity. You can find it as part of June Hunt's Hope for the Heart Biblical Counseling Library that's available on online through Amazon and possibly other places. So, you know, it's not a bad thing to utilize the website. So check it out if you want to learn and study that resource from June Hunt. As always, we encourage faith 24/7. Just because it's Monday doesn't mean your faith ends. It just begins. So walk in it, and if you need encouragement along the path, we provide discipleship classes. We've done a series on the podcast called Victory Over the Darkness and the Bondage Breaker, and we're currently doing a series called Freedom in Christ. All those resources are based on the work of Dr. Neil Anderson, and who teaches about your freedom in Christ and how to realize it and experience it and maintain it. So if you want to be built up in the most holy faith, check out those podcasts, and you can even follow along by requesting the resources that come with the classes via email. You can reach me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to get those resources for free. We also do a Bible study on the podcast with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. Yesterday we did a Bible study on the warrior spirit, and that's been uploaded and is available to you. The outline is also on the mtforchrist.org blog post under Bible studies with the Sincottis, the warrior spirit. So it's Monday. It might be getting dark as soon as you get out of work this evening. But remember, the light of the world shines 24/7, and we have hope in Christ. And I'll just pray us through. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for the light of the world, that is Jesus Christ, and the fact that you showed us the truth of who he is, and showed us that when we put our faith in him, we have eternal life, and we can live a life that's more abundant every day. With our faith in him. Lord, we pray for the people listening today. We pray for healing, particularly for Bill Hamm, who's recovering from shoulder surgery. We're praying for good reports and healing for Pat Kilmer as well. And we're praying for whatever other listeners are out there who need healing or have a situation in their family that needs the Lord. Lord, we pray for you. You know their needs more than I do, so we pray for you to advocate for them and be with them in their struggles. Lord, we thank you for all that you do, and we pray for protection and provision, and we pray that you go before all of us to lead us through this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.